Someone has said, no matter what any man does to me, I will never seek anything but his highest good. That is what we call a regular or a rule of life. But much easier said than done, if you really think about it just for a moment. No matter what anyone does to me, I will never seek anything but their highest good. So that means that when you're betrayed, when you're passed over, when somebody else gets what you have worked for, what you have aspired to, you never seek anything but their highest good. That's a place to come to, isn't it? And if you're like me, you're not going to come to it overnight. But the way you come to it is by making the choices. The choice is not to retaliate, the choice not to vituperate, not to speak against, not to judge, not to criticise, but to die. So that in the end you're like Jesus, never seeking anything but the highest good. That's a description, you know, of agape love. It never seeks anything but your highest good. So if you are unsure this morning whether God loves you or not, the love of God is agape, and it never seeks anything other than your highest good. So even though your circumstances may be quite dire at the moment, out of them God will bring the highest good for you. It's encapsulated in Romans 8:28. All things, not some things, work together for good for those who love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Something to think about, eh?